Welcome to Diabetes Focus, saving lives through diabetes information, education, and support. Alexandra Finesh, Snippets of Living with Type 1 Diabetes by Laurel Williams. This episode is brought to you by Replace Diabetic in the interest of education, awareness, and support. For those keeping an eye on blood sugar levels, Replace Diabetic is your tasty, low GI meal replacement endorsed by Diabetes South Africa and the GI Foundation. Visit replace.co.za for more information. Alexandra Finesh has been living with type 1 diabetes for 53 years. She shares snippets of the lifelong journey she is on. Alexandra, 57, lives in Sandton, Gauteng. At age 5 in 1972, I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. I experienced trauma at a young age and lived in 3 different countries before turning 5, eventually settling in Eshowe, KwaZulu-Natal after my parents' divorce. I was constantly thirsty, urinating all the time, and became frighteningly thin. My mother carried me in her arms to Eshowe Hospital, where they tested my blood glucose. It was the highest level ever recorded there at the time. I spent several weeks in the government hospital. The nurses and lab staff were incredibly kind, which made a huge difference. Back then, there were no glucometers. They had to draw blood from my veins to test glucose. Technology has thankfully come a long way since then. Since I was only 5, I don't remember the names of the medication, but I know I was prescribed long and short-acting porcine and bovine insulins. However, my biggest concern was the pigs and cows. Insulin has always been the cornerstone of type 1 diabetes management. The introduction of synthetic insulins made a massive difference to my diabetes control, and since then, as the newer insulins have come in, I have felt the benefits. Today I use insulin glulosine, short-acting, and insulin degludec, long-acting. I call them my dream insulins, as insulin degludec provides smooth, steady coverage, and insulin glulosine works quickly and effectively. People diagnosed today are truly fortunate. Modern insulins and glucose monitoring technology have transformed life with diabetes. When first diagnosed, I used Benedict's test, a chemical test used to detect the presence of reducing sugars like glucose, maltose, and fructose, a Bunsen burner, urine, water, and tablets in a test tube to check for glucose. It was stressful and highly inaccurate. Today I use the Freestyle Libre continuous glucose monitor with a glucometer and test strips as backup. I tend to test too often, but I've learned to be patient. Food and insulin need time to take effect. Discovering a glucose release rate chart showing how carbs, protein, and fat affects glucose over time was a game changer for me. Insulin management is not just about dosage, it's also about timing. I've always loved healthy food. My mother was an excellent cook who blended British and Mediterranean influences. Our meals were full of fresh vegetables and salads, which I still love today. I was a vegetarian for a time and ate a lot of whole grain bread, but when I switched to more protein and fewer carbs, my glucose control improved dramatically. Now, my only daily carb is the milk in my morning coffee, though I do occasionally treat myself to toast at breakfast. I've always been active, horse riding, cycling, and swimming. I walk daily for about 40 minutes and up to 2 hours on weekends. My next goal is to incorporate strength training and more laps in the pool to build muscle and improve overall fitness. When I was younger, diabetes made relationships more challenging. Some partners found it difficult to understand the constant focus on glucose levels, injections, and food choices. I always wanted children, but after a close friend with diabetes became very ill during pregnancy, I decided against it. Fortunately, today, with good glycemic control and proper medical support, women with diabetes can have healthy pregnancies. Diabetes management isn't seasonal. It requires attention all year round. However, summer and the festive season bring unique challenges. Rich foods, social events, disrupted routines, and the occasional unwanted comment from the food police friends or relatives. Activity levels often change too. Some people exercise more, others less. So it's important to factor these changes into your insulin dosing. Keeping insulin cool can also be tricky during hot weather. More broadly, living with diabetes can feel lonely. The constant focus on food and monitoring can be emotionally draining. Many people with diabetes struggle with their eating, and eating disorders amongst people living with diabetes is very real. Therefore, I completed a diabetes counseling course through Diabetes UK and the Open University and created my Eating Free coaching program. I help people with diabetes manage their eating, weight, and emotions, and I also support parents whose children struggle with eating difficulties. Tips for managing diabetes in the summer. Stay hydrated and drink water in addition to other beverages. Being hydrated is critical during hot weather and can play a big role in managing your appetite. Thirst is often interpreted as hunger. Stay active. Even a 30-minute walk or a swim in the pool or the sea helps. In fact, staying active is important every day. Enjoy the festive foods. You don't eat them every day, so enjoy a decent portion. Do your best to calculate the carbs, protein, and fat in the foods on your plate, and make sure you dose your insulin accurately. Avoid over-bolusing. Injecting impulsively for sweets, puddings, and high-carb foods can cause lows followed by highs. Timing your insulin injections is key. Check your glucose often to avoid going too high or too low. Be cautious with alcohol. Sweet drinks raise glucose while dry ones can lower it. Moderation is key. Be careful of mozzies. They love lower legs and feet, and no one wants a bite. They scratch repeatedly until the skin tears. Use insect repellent, and if bitten, wash the area with soap and water, and then apply an antihistamine cream. Pharmacies have many options. Protect your feet. Summer brings many hazards like broken bottles or glass. Always wear shoes and carry antiseptic, cotton wool, and plasters to clean and dress any cuts or sores. Most importantly, be aware of the emotions and anxieties that can accompany gatherings and meals with family and friends. Take time for yourself to recenter during the day or in the evening. Summer is a time for joy and fun, so focus on that. Look after yourself and your diabetes and have a fabulous time. Advice for the newly diagnosed. First, know that your diabetes is not your fault. You've done nothing wrong. The most important thing you can do is to make friends with your diabetes. Millions of people around the world live full, healthy, and active lives with it, and so can you. Learn as much as you can. Ask questions, do your research, and speak to your doctor or, if possible, a diabetes educator. Understanding how your body responds, glucose patterns, how food, activity, and emotions affect you, gives you confidence and allows you to manage your diabetes as opposed to your diabetes managing you. Getting your insulin dosage right is key. Work closely with your healthcare team to ensure your doses are accurate and take care to inject correctly, factoring in what you eat and how active you are. It takes time to find your rhythm, so be patient and take it one day at a time. These days, many people are using insulin pumps and continuous glucose monitors, which can make management easier. Though I've personally never used a pump, I've seen how much they can help others. aim to keep your blood glucose as stable as possible and try to understand the reasons behind any fluctuations. Join online or WhatsApp support groups. Connecting with others who truly get it makes a big difference. And finally, eat real food. Choose fresh, unprocessed meals and limit foods high in sugar, salt, and unhealthy fats. And remember, you don't have to do this alone. Reach out for support whenever you need it.